Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're continuing on in how to have God's life living in you. This is part 111. This is also program number 213. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will give you four different ways that you can receive it at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or a audio tape. The CD and audio tape, either way, are free of charge, completely free of charge. Packaging and handling is, and postage is all paid, free of charge, in other words. So right now we have some letters, and we have a supernatural message that you won't want to miss, so stay tuned. Right now I'm going to pray to the Lord to ask Him to use me in a very supernatural way in this audio tape. Father, you always anoint, therefore I know you're going to anoint now. Let your words enter the hearts, the souls, the minds of everyone in the listening audience, and let them be merciful enough to pass this tape or the CDs to others, or let them hear it, let their schools hear it, their co-workers, their friends, family, and even their enemies to hear the Word of God, that their souls might be saved, and that and let it be heard in the churches, Lord, that the churches may be edified in Jesus. There's only one church, it's your church. Let it be heard in the church, Lord, that the church, your body, your bride, the New Jerusalem, will be strengthened in these last days. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Kabul, Uganda, Africa. Dear Pastor Alamo, thank you so much for the cassette tapes and the letters sent to me. I just received them today. May the Lord bless you abundantly for the vision you have to touch the whole entire world through your literature, Bibles, and media communications.
Well, see, this is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be the extension of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God in this world. And he wants everybody to know that his kingdom is completely different from all the other kingdoms in this world. And that's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you have a need, he says, get yourself into the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. So if you have any kind of a need, such as financial or healing or defense or wisdom, knowledge, understanding, or the peace and serenity that happens when you know that even if the breath goes out of your body, that you'll be safe and sound in the kingdom of heaven forever. And so that's why we, as children of the Lord, in other words, Christ himself is living in us with his Father by the Spirit, and whenever you see a work that is extending itself, then you know that it's the continuation of the Lord's embodiment in human beings here on this earth. It wasn't God's desire when he sent Christ to set up a religion. It wasn't his desire when he created the earth and human beings to create a new religion or something. He wanted to establish a kingdom, not a religion. And so there are many people that stand up for their religions, but they're not at all like the kingdom of God. And when people are being blessed, we're sending Bibles throughout the world, literature, and we help people that are really in financial need, and anyone that wants to serve the Lord, our doors are open to you, free of charge. As long as you just serve the Lord with us, you are part of the commonwealth of the kingdom of God, and you're welcome here. Like the flowers that occur here on earth in the month of May. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. And so people recognize that this kingdom of the Lord that I preach and others preach on earth here is different, completely different than all the other kingdoms of this world. And the kings or the authorities of the kingdom of God are not the civil authorities at all. Because the civil authorities in this world are those that are members of the body of Antichrist. Antichrist is not just one person. It's like one body of people that form the Antichrist, just like Christ is the head and we are his body. We are busy about his work here on earth, and it's really him in us doing the work. But we have to cooperate with him for his so that everyone in the world can see his light shining through us. So that's why the Lord says that we are the lights of the world. We are the light of the world if we have him in us, because his light radiates through us by the good deeds that the Lord has us, our bodies, doing in and through him. So that's why we send finances to starving people, little children. We pray for them and they get healed. We preach the gospel so that people can understand the kingdom, how vastly different the kingdom of heaven is from all the other nations in this world. Because every nation has a ruler, and now they have a united nation. All these nations have united with the same purpose, is to have what they call a democracy, which really is a dictatorship. And only the people of this world kingdom, this Antichrist kingdom, are the main benefactors of the kingdom. They are, it's Satan in them, and they are, even the medicine today is killing people. They are killing, the devil wants everyone to die without knowing Christ first. And so people should be very careful of the things that they eat today, because the food, much of the food is contaminated, and make sure that you pray over it. And, you know, if you have a need, if you're desperate, the kingdom of heaven, if you're in the kingdom of heaven, offers blessings to you. Like, for instance, we had a grocery store over here in the small town. Some of the people were running it that were in my church, that are still in my church, and the little small town hated us because of the things, some of the things that people said about us that are of the other kingdoms of this world. They're Antichrist, and so therefore, of course, they hate us because they hate Christ, and we are, Christ is living in us, and so they persecute us. Jesus said if they persecuted him because that he's in us, they'll also persecute us. And then the so all of a sudden, after they closed our store down, here came a big frost in the city, and it turned all the lights off and cut the water off, because they didn't have a generator from their cistern to pump water into the people's houses in that town. Well, this went on for several weeks, and the Lord told me to get I called the city hall and said, look at how long is this going to be happening? Why can't you people get this together? Don't you know that some of these houses have got little children in them and old folks, and they're going to die if you don't get this the lights turned on, the electricity turned on. They're walking around in the dark in there. They don't have water to bathe in. Now, we had a generator. We were the only ones in town that had lights. And so it wasn't for me that I was speaking so much, as though that could, because we had, but our water was shut off as well. But we had a whole swimming pool of water in the backyard. And so they said, well, my husband is, the mayor is looking all over town for, all over the different areas for a generator. I said, is that the only problem? She said, yes. So I got on the phone and found a generator. It runs $5,000 a week. And so I said, go. It was a big one. Big enough to run this whole town and several other towns on top of it. So I told him, I'll take it. The Lord definitely told me, get it for him. So the Lord says that his kingdom is not like other kingdoms, because kingdoms of the world, if you do something wrong to them, they just get vengeance. They say, good, the lights are out, and you people that once said that you want us killed and you want to run us out of town and everything, good, you know, that your lights and your all the electricity and you don't have any water, die. You know, that this is the way the kingdoms of the world are. But the Lord told me to overcome evil by doing good. And he told me, he spoke audibly to me, and says, get the gender. I said, $5,000 a week, Lord? And he said, yes. So I got it, and I had it brought over. And the next morning, they hooked it up to the city, and everybody had lights, and they had electricity of all kinds. They could cook food, and they had water. They could see. They didn't have to peel themselves around the house anymore. And I said, well, praise the Lord. You know, the Lord sees what we did, and that's wonderful. And all of a sudden, somebody rushed in here with a newspaper, and it showed a picture of all the people down at City Hall standing over by the generator with their elbows on it, leaning on it. And it gave us credit for getting that generator. But I said, well, the Lord, that's what the Lord tells us to do. Because you people did evil to us, and we just wanted you to show the love. We wanted to show the love of Christ towards you, and we did it. Now, if we love those that love us, well, then you're no different than the people in the world. Amen.
Amen.
So this is how, and everybody became favorable to us immediately. They didn't want to run us out of town anymore. They felt so sorry. We got all kinds of letters saying they were sorry and all this kind of stuff. And I was just happy that that happened. Many people may think that I solicited that newspaper article, but I did not even think about such a thing as that. But that's what it means. Okay, and so what this person here is reflecting, you know, that they recognize the kingdom of God is at hand in me and the people that back me up in this church, in the Lord's church. There are a lot of people in this church that do not back me up. Some of them, they just usurp authority all over the place and cause a terrible black eye to the church, such as Steve Bauer in Los Angeles and five of the people in New Jersey where one of our churches is. We sent electricians over there, and they went over and made the electrician angry, and they don't know what they're doing, and they need to just let the people that are in charge, and the Bible tells who is in charge, who the authorities are, not civil authorities, but the ministers of the gospel. And I happen to be one of them, and therefore I'm in charge. And when God made me a king and a priest, not everybody is a king and a priest. Chapter in Romans, Hebrews, tells you who the kings are. The rulers are, in other words, they're your ministers. And they don't rule like Pharaoh did. What they do, they rule to make sure that everyone that comes within our path is blessed. We don't hurt people. We're not rulers that rule, you know, with dominion over people or anything, but we just tell everybody, get the literature out so that their souls can be saved. We're the kind of kings or ministers or rulers that the Lord uses to get the gospel out, and not only to preach it, but if people come in and they're on the streets and they say, we're hungry, they're all instructed to buy you a meal if you're on the street, to take you in and get you something to eat. Or if people need Bibles, we just want to get the gospel, the kingdom of heaven, established in this world. This is the extension of a heavenly kingdom into this world. And the way that the Lord tells us to do these things shows everybody that the kingdom of heaven is so far superior to the kingdoms of this earth. Are we allowed to make war with people? Absolutely not. We're to pray for our enemies. We're to do good to them. And if you try to do it any other way, well, then you're just like the kingdoms of this earth. Now, you're not a member or a citizen of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. The Lord did not come to establish a religion or another Gentile nation. He came to bring about the extension of the kingdom. He came to bring forth his kingdom into this world. And many people believe that they are of the kingdom because they're sitting in churches and clapping their hands and praising the Lord and giving some tithes to the church, but that isn't it. You have to, when the tithes come in, you're supposed to pass it on to the poor and needy. But you have to make sure that they are. I was right in this town seeing the suffering of the people here, and I didn't know what to do about it because they hadn't told me that the problem was a generator. But as soon as I did, I sought the Lord, and the Lord gave me the answer. And when he gave me the answer, I obeyed what he said, and all the people in the town were blessed with electricity and with water. And it's really bad not to have electricity and water. And so they took our store away. Now they're telling us, open another store. I mean, we'll let you open another store. No, I don't want to open another store. Didn't want the store anyway. The only reason we had it was the convenience, because we were able to buy food wholesale, save a few bucks. But we didn't need the store. The store certainly didn't support us that much. But they really thought they were giving us a dagger in our hearts when they did that. It grieved me to see such evil thoughts in people. But I know that when we do the will of the Lord, that the evil thoughts will turn to love. And God is love, in that he does send his servants into the world, and his kings and priests, to show the glory of his kingdom, the commonwealth, for everybody. No one is wanting for anything. That's what we do, and I see it working all over the world. Okay, now continue the letter.
The Lord used a brother in Christ to provide transportation for the last students' conferences in Bushenyi and Mabarara districts. Over 400 students turned their lives to Christ because of the literature you sent us. We had...
Okay, isn't that something? 400 people with one SWAT. Boom. Okay, then go.
We had 16 high schools in Bushenyi and 15 high schools in Mabarara. Your literature was distributed among the students. More Bibles and your literature is needed because the Lord has given us the whole country. Stay blessed, Brother Wilson from Kambali, Uganda, Africa.
Okay, and so that's what people are saying, every province or every state of Africa. And so the Lord has given the entire country. It's not given to us, it's given to the Lord. The extension of his kingdom is here. But there are some people that begin having evil done unto them, and there are people in the church that start treating them evil, and instead of blessing these people that are doing evil to them, they start cursing them, or they start getting a bitter spirit growing up in them, and they walk away from the gospel. In other words, they're separated from the love of Christ, God, which is in Christ Jesus. And this you should never do, because then you're not showing that the power of God is living in you, in Christ, in the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And you're buckling, your knees are buckling under you, your spiritual knees, and you're just walking away from the commonwealth of the kingdom of God, from the prosperity that everyone shares, from the health benefits that you receive by the Lord's stripes. You were healed if you're staying in the commonwealth, and if you can see the benefits of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, and also the defense that the Lord gives you, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and most best of all, the kingdom of God forever and ever and ever. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered the heart of mankind the beautiful, wonderful things that the Lord has laid away for those that love him and love his kingdom. And in other words, they keep his commandments so that they can stay in the kingdom and enjoy the commonwealth. Now, there's some false prophets that are preaching that you can be members of the commonwealth of the Lord Jesus Christ or the Word of God. And when you do contrary what the Word says, that you can, after being saved, you can sin. And this, of course, is totally contrary to the Word of God. Now, part of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven is the Word of God that instructs you on the straight and narrow path that there is, that leads to eternal life, that very few can find because there's so much false doctrine in the world. And so once you've found the pearl of great price, cherish it, hang on to it, keep it. High in your heart, and then also proclaim the gospel. When you learn it, don't be a teacher until you're mature in the Lord. But keep that pearl of great price so that you can continuously be blessed with many other benefits of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. Commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven means that everybody shares in the wealth. There isn't anybody that's in the body of Christ that has need, unless they have some cruel pastor or a ruler over them that is not really of the Lord. And there's most of them say, send us money. And then they get new homes and they want jets and all this kind of stuff. This is what isn't what the Lord wants for us. He wants us to show the commonwealth the benefits to people that are poor and needy and without Christ. He wants us to show and spread this gospel throughout the world. And this, instead of buying jet airplanes and all sorts of things for us, we're to be prefer others before ourselves. If we've been given eternal life, then the Lord says, you've been given, now you give it out also. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, give, don't charge for it. And it really grieves my heart that in Africa, some of the African nations and some of the provinces there, I mean, and in India, they wind up selling the Bibles that we're sending out there, and they're not meant for sale. The room that we distribute, one of our packaging area, should put a stamp on it, not for sale, free of charge from the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, and it should also be printed on all of our pieces of literature. They're selling some of my pieces of literature for $7 and some odd cents, $8, $3, $5, and this is like very evil for them to do that, because the Lord told me to give it away. And I really resent and despise people that would sell that which we have given to them free. And they say, well, we need 2,000 Bibles or 4,000 Bibles. Oh, no, I want to investigate. That's why I'm sending missionaries out there to see if these people are just opening Bible bookstores with my literature. I want the literature given out. And I don't want to send it. It costs thousands of dollars to ship literature to all the different nations. We're in over 200 nations now. And it costs actually millions and millions of dollars to put all this literature out. And the Bibles and the Messiah books and all these different languages. So if anybody in Radio Land knows of anyone that's selling this literature in your area, let me know who they are and where they're at so that we can stop sending literature to them. I don't want to ever stop sending literature to people that really want it and are not trying to make gain off the Word of God. I just want to, and I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to be discouraged, I'm going to continue sending it out. But help us by letting us know, uncover, take the lid off of Satan so that we can bind him here on earth, and that way the Lord will bind him in heaven. All right, and then what else you have there?
Next letter's from Punjab, Pakistan. Dear Pastor Lamo, greetings in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I am enjoying the power of God and your gospel literature. I am reading your literature since last April. I am a changed person now after reading your literature.
Praise the Lord.
I believe in God that He has chosen you to write for His name. Before reading your literature, I was a Catholic. My dream now is to establish the Tony Lamo Christian Ministry in Pakistan. I came to know that your ministry is working in India, our neighbor country. I hope you will seriously consider my request. If you are interested...
Oh, you know I do. I mean, it thrills my heart and all the people of the Lord in the church when they hear it's somebody like you. Of course, we're going to provide everything that you need. Okay, what else?
If you are interested in sharing the gospel with Pakistan...
And you know I am. Then what?
Please tell me so we will make arrangements to launch your ministry in our country.
Well, it's the Lord's ministry, okay? It's the Lord's ministry. Then what?
This is our desire to introduce a ministry which is indeed the ministry of God in our country, Pakistan.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
In the end, best wishes to the whole Alamo ministry from our church in Christ, Imram, from Punjab, Pakistan.
Make sure that they are serviced immediately if they are already have not been. Give them plenty of literature and Bibles. Find out what language they need the most over there. Then what else?
Then from Balaka, Malawi, Africa. Dear beloved pastor, greetings from Calvary. I believe you're doing fine. I want to thank you for the soul-winning literature. Many are convicted and converted to our Lord through your literature. The Lord rewards you abundantly. We need 15 cartons. We need copies of the Pope's Secrets, The Real Thing, The Real Deal, Another Pearl Harbor, Peace in the Middle East, The Only Answer, The Sin of Unbelief, Being Led by the Holy Spirit.
These are all pieces of literature that I've written that the Lord had me write, and then also that I use the title that he gives me. Then what?
And many old and new literature. I also would like, if possible, Chichewa literature. Chichewa is the native language for Malawi. So many are unable to read English literature because of their education background.
Well, we have to have it translated into that language unless we already have, all right? If we don't already have it, then get it done. Tell our translation department to hire somebody to do that. Then what?
Please, Pastor, I request for videotaped messages and audio tapes as well on different messages. The Lord reward you abundantly now and for eternity. Yours in the last crusade for winning souls for Christ on planet Earth, Ronald from Balaka, Malawi, Africa.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, Sharon, come on. Let's do some How to Have God's Life Living in You.
Talking about a Commonwealth system. The Commonwealth system is known commonly that everyone has the guarantee that each citizen is equal.
Right. So we're not equal in stature here on this earth or in the kingdom of heaven, because God calls kings. He says a nation of kings. Right. Well, the Bible tells us who the kings are. They are the ministers, the rulers. A king is a ruler. A king is an extent. A king in the kingdom of heaven is just somebody that has God, Jesus, with his Father, God Almighty, and the Holy Spirit living in them, and are allowing the Lord God, all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are one in them to continue to extend the kingdom here into this the heavenly kingdom into this cruel world. And it's very easy to be able to determine the people that are of the Lord, because they don't do things the way the people in this world do. They're completely different, and the Lord tells us to. It says you know that people used to say that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but the Lord says, but it's not so with you, the people of my kingdom. I want you to lure people into the commonwealth, the kingdom of God, so that they can be blessed. And why? Because the people of this world are my creation. I created mankind, and I want them blessed. I don't want them to go to hell. And therefore, I want you to discipline yourself, to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit, for the purpose of luring people into the kingdom of heaven and out of the worldly kingdoms. Because and there's no way that they can tell that you are of my kingdom if you're filled with hate, bitterness, if you're liars, if you're adulterers or fornicators, if you are doing any of these sins, if you covet other people's ministries, or you covet any person's things, or covet anybody's property, like, or their wives or their husbands or whatever. You cannot be like that. You've heard that it's that way in the kingdoms of mankind, of the Gentiles, and there are many kingdoms on this earth, but there's only one kingdom that offers power over life and death, and that offers power over death, hell, the grave, sin, Satan, and the world, and it is a only kingdom that offers you the same benefits, financial benefits, health benefits, and also defense and everything else that everybody in the whole kingdom has. There's not another kingdom on this earth. And that's why it's a horrible thing for somebody to be pushed out of this kingdom and back into the world, because then they begin to realize how wonderful the kingdom of heaven was that they were living in on this earth. Now, the kingdom of heaven at the end, after the heaven and earth burns, is going to be new, and heaven and earth will be together. And that's why the Lord is showing people that the kingdom of heaven can dwell on this earth and can does show the Lord's will on earth as it is done in heaven. And this takes discipline, and it takes the knowledge of the scriptures. It takes the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God to know that this is a thing that you have to purpose to do. The Lord is not just going to live in you and just let you do whatever you want to do. We have to be harnessed. Now, the kingdoms of this world say, yeah, it's all right, fornicate, you know, do all the different things that the people do, because you're just supposed to have fun on this earth. But the Lord, on the other hand, tells you now, in order to display the kingdom, show that you're suffering in this present world, and that you're busy putting, extending the kingdom of heaven into it, showing them how much better the benefits are of the kingdom of God than the no benefits of the kings of this earth. All right, because they suppress you, all the other kingdoms, and the Lord makes you equal in His kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
There's no frustration. If you have a need, it's met. There isn't anybody in my church, which is the Lord's church, that needs anything. Now, they may want all kinds of things, but there isn't anything that they need that they don't have. And if they don't have it, it's only because they didn't ask for it, because the Lord does require that we ask if we want to receive. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so go ahead.
So commonwealth is the actual economic system of a kingdom.
Right. So we know what the economic system of this, you know, in other words, they want a lot of taxes so they can rule the world, rule sea belt, so that they can buy war machines and all kinds of guns and make up stories like everybody wants to kill us. But what we, if this was the kingdom of God here, we would be helping them and, you know, telling them, listen, we would be preaching the kingdom of heaven to them, not bombing men, women, and innocent people, citizens of different kingdoms. We would be luring them into the kingdom of God so that God would defend them. And God does defend those of us. And if we, that are in His kingdom, if we're in His kingdom, we have healing, health benefits, financial benefits, everything. Then go on.
All kingdoms should have a commonwealth, but they don't. Like the one in Britain, everyone goes to the king or the queen. No one in the kingdom, the citizens, have access to financial security.
And, or health benefits. As a matter of fact, these different presidents in this supposed to be kingdom here, this civil kingdom, they are taking health benefits away from people, even old folks. They can't even afford vitamins and minerals and medicine. They can't, because there's on a fixed income, and inflation has gone completely out of just completely out of control. And therefore, they're suffering. But if they were in this church, if they had some kind of problem, we all pray around them and to the Lord, and He said, by my stripes you were healed, and they're healed. But if they don't have the faith yet, what we do is we send them to hospitals, doctors. We buy their medication for them. We do all these different things. If they're serving the Lord. If they're not serving the Lord, then we know that they're not a child of the kingdom. Then what?
But a commonwealth is the economic system of not a government, but a kingdom, which gives every citizen a guarantee that they have equal access to financial security.
Right. Then again, I have to say, there's no one in this church that has a need. Or if, like for instance, one of these sisters in the church had a problem because her jaw didn't fit. We paid $18,000 to have her jaw drilled, two holes on the upper part of her jaw and two down below, and this doctor wired it together with nylon. And then she has a machine that, because she isn't completely in the kingdom yet. The Lord has told me I can't put her out yet because of some reason that he's allowing her to stay in here for a while so he can cause her to see the benefits of the kingdom. And I bought her, the Lord let me buy her a machine that is $2,400, which is this, it has this, what do they call it, radiation, forget
ultrasound?
What it is.
Huh? Ultrasound?
Ultrasound that goes down deep into the muscles and relaxes her, because she doesn't have that. She's always uptight. And then hundreds of other dollars to go to doctors to have this, some kind of a brace put on her, in her teeth. All right? And so other people, $50,000 for operations and all sorts of things. And then we defend her and them in court. We have the best attorneys that we know of in New York and in Los Angeles and elsewhere. And everybody is gets defended if they're really of the Lord. Everybody gets food, clothing. Everyone gets a nice place to live. Their utilities are paid, everything. Let's say this is like a utopia. The kingdom of heaven is a utopia, okay? The number one utopia in the whole, in heaven and earth, is everything. All benefits belong to everyone in the commonwealth. Then what else?
In our commonwealth, the way the Lord set this church up is that there is nobody who has a need for anything. They may want a lot of things, but they don't need them. Therefore, they may not get them. But they have financial security.
Well, I want a lot of things, too. I'd like to own, an aircraft or something, but I don't need it. I mean, okay, yeah. I figured if I went and bought one when the Lord doesn't tell me to get one, it'd probably crash. Right, then what? And that's the way a lot of people want things, and they get them, and they don't need them, and it kills them. Okay, a lot of people want medicine, and they take it, and they die from it. It's like this Bayer Aspirin company, IG Farben, that makes these things. There's like AIDS in some of their medicines. Amen?
Amen.
And what was that medicine?
It was a blood medicine for hemophiliacs.
Yeah, blood medicine for hemophiliacs. It really helped them, huh? Thousands of people died from it.
Yes, sir.
Be careful. Lord told me don't take aspirins. And yet you see them pushing aspirins like crazy. The Lord said, either you go to work for me, or he says, if you think the aspirins are more powerful than me, then you go to work for the aspirin company. And I started laughing, and ever since then, I've never had a headache. Every time I feel one coming on, I just say, Lord, heal it, and it's gone. And people are healed in this church.
Amen.
Because the Lord is the number one doctor. Okay? Somebody in the church wanted me to hear what their doctor said. I says, I already know what the doctor said. He said, by my stripes you were healed. Okay, it's a done deal. He's already done it, so receive it. But a lot of people don't receive it. You have to agree with him that that's the truth, that he did do that in order to receive it. And then I will pray with you, and you pray, and believe, both of us will believe, and the Lord does it. What do you mean, does it? He's already done it. Amen?
Amen.
Receive it. If you don't receive something, well, then how can you have it? And thank the Lord before you receive it that you have it already, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
In a kingdom, the reason that the word commonwealth is used is because the king has a desire that all the people of the commonwealth, in other words, all the citizens, benefit and share the wealth of the kingdom.
Right, and that's Christ's desire, is that you all, you become heirs and joint heirs of everything that he has. And he has a lot. Amen?
Amen.
Why would you want to be out there? We have police officers. There's some police officers who came to my son. He was on watch out in Los Angeles. He says, why don't you get out of this church? Why don't you go out and enjoy the world? Yeah, AIDS, Ebola, tsunamis, cancer. God would curse him if he ever did such a thing as that. And I'm sure he is currently cursing that police officer for saying that in order to humble him so that he'll call upon the Lord and ask forgiveness for his sins and be saved. Now, we don't have anything against that man, but he's trying to encourage people to come out of the house of God. And the Bible says anyone that does that, that offends one of the least of mine by telling them to get out of the house of God, he said it'd be better that a millstone so big that it would take an ox to push it, be hanged around your neck, and that you'd be cast down into the very depths of the sea. Now that's the curse that's on that man's soul. So, Father, we pray for him that he'll see the light and see the benefits of being in the church and away from all the evil. The things that we receive the benefits, there's evils in the world, and we're in the world, and we're not ignorant to the devices of Satan. And you cause the sun and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, but we are so much more blessed in the house of God. And if we, you said that your people perish for the lack of knowledge, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, these are the principles. And so if we forget the benefits of the Lord, and we forget to stay into his word, well, you know, almost anything could happen to us. Amen? The Lord, he says, we perish. That means we die and go to hell. That right there should shoot the false doctrine of eternal security away. We have to continue to the end. The Bible says, those who continue to the end shall be saved. Not those that say the prayer and then start doing everything that they did while they were sinners. The soul that sins shall die. I mean, that means an eternal death. All right, continue on.
So the glory of the kingdom and its commonwealth is that the citizens all benefit in the happiness, health, and defense for its citizens.
Yeah, and the prosperity of all the citizens. People in this church don't even think about, you know, money. What would they need money for? Everything is paid for. They ask for something and they get it, if they need it. Amen?
Amen.
And what else?
We have to think about this. We have to meditate very carefully on the word of the kingdom of God. The word of the kingdom of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus says to all the citizens
But the Bible tells us that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen?
Amen.
And it says that to God, this word came into the world in the flesh as a man, with genuine human blood and flesh and bone, and gave himself so that we could benefit, so that we could also raise from the dead and benefit in all the benefits here on earth that the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven has, and then also so that we could benefit eternally of all the things, even more than what's on this earth. And heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Then what else?
Jesus says to all the citizens of the commonwealth of the kingdom, he said it to his disciples, and he means it for everyone who is his disciple. His disciples are citizens of the king's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. He states to all of us, quote, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes.
Yes. In other words, the Lord is saying, get into the kingdom of heaven and enjoy the commonwealth, because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. In other words, when you're seeking, looking for something, you have to look. Okay, look for the kingdom of heaven. Look and look at all the details of what the kingdom of heaven is. And when you find the kingdom of heaven and you join the kingdom of heaven, salvation, and you get into the kingdom of heaven, all things will be added unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Then all things will be added unto you. But until you find the kingdom of God, and you find it through his word, you don't have all these things. People worry about what they're going to eat, how they're going to pay the bills. The people in this church do not worry about how the bills are going to be paid. They're just paid. We're paid through August. And this is July. Amen?
Amen.
July the what? Huh? The 8th. And we're paid through July and all through August. All of our bills are paid. And our people don't know that. They don't know whether they're paid through now until December or kingdom come, whatever. But they're paid already because the Lord said they are. Amen?
Amen.
So look for the kingdom of heaven. Look, find it in the word of God, and do what the king says. The king says, if somebody hurts you, do good unto them. Why? Because everything's provided for you anyway. If somebody takes something away from you, don't worry about it. If they ask you for a coat, give them your cloak also. Why? Because if you do it, I'm going to get, you're going to have everything anyway. Amen?
Amen.
Just do that. Why? To show people that you're a child of mine, that you're a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Kingdom of Heaven, because they never saw anything like that before. They ask for your coat, give it to them. Say, you want my cloak too? You want my store in Nashville where I clothe all the superstars? I outfitted the whole TV series Dallas and many other motion pictures. You want it? Okay, if you guys want it more than I do and you're going to punish me for being a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Kingdom of Heaven, take it. Because God will give me more than that. I didn't really enjoy running that store anyway. It took me too much out of the gospel field. I had to order the clothes, design the clothes, have them sewed, run the sewing room and everything else, plus do all the things that the Lord says for me to do in the spiritual realm. So when they took it away, I says, the Lord gave it, and the Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I still am not losing anything because I'm not ever going to miss meals. I'm never going to want for clothing. I'm not going to want for any health problem. I'm healed. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and on top of that, I have defense. The Lord told me, get out of here. Yeah, when I was in a place in Las Vegas living there, he says, get out of here within 5 minutes, because if you don't, you're going to be killed. So I told everybody, I don't know what's happening, but just throw everything in a sheet and throw it in the van and let's get out of here. And we did, and one person didn't believe what I said, him and his wife. And cops came in there with guns and shoved it down the guy's throat because they said he looked something like me. You're not even supposed to look like me. Amen?
Amen.
You're not even supposed to look like a member of the Kingdom of Heaven because they hate it so much. Because it puts them down so bad. The people in the Commonwealth, there's no Commonwealth in the world whatsoever. It's all for the elite and nothing for you. Now, okay, like I knew some people that were working for a restaurant called Carl's Jr. I mean, everything, they work and they get nothing at the end of the week. The tax is taken out and everything, and then if they eat a hamburger or anything in that place, they deduct it from your salary, and some of them brought home $10 in a week. They were telling me that they came into the Commonwealth of the Lord and they were getting bunions on their feet and everything, you know? I mean, they're wearing themselves out for nothing. Then what?
But seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Right, food, clothes, healing, defense, prosperity, everything is yours. You don't have to pay bills. Papa Tony takes care of the whole thing because this comes in, and I'm going to use it for you and the kingdom of God and to bring other people into the kingdom. When it comes into the king, do you think that they're going to come in here and pay? They're taking benefits away, left and right. Go ahead.
What he is saying is if you seek the kingdom of God and you seek it on a daily basis, that you will inherit all the commonwealth. You'll be receiving the happiness, the financial security, the health, and the benefit of defense because you're one of the citizens of the kingdom of heaven, because you seek the kingdom of heaven. The Lord says, seek his kingdom.
And when you find it, it's like finding a pearl of great price. You sell everything. You give everything up in the world and come on in. That's what that scripture means. Amen?
Amen.
It's like you find a treasure in the field and you don't tell anybody about it. You go and buy the field. You sell everything you got and buy it. You've got something that is security for the rest of your life if you stay in the kingdom. But if you don't, woe unto you. Then what?
Seek God's kingdom, because in his kingdom is the commonwealth. You'll never want for anything. These things will be given to you as well. Quote, don't be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Unquote. Luke chapter 12, verse 31 through 32. That means the commonwealth of the kingdom.
Right. So get to that scripture and let's read it. Let's just read it right out of the Bible to show that... don't worry, little children. It's the Father's pleasure to give you everything. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I don't know about that, man. I've been treated rough in my life. I've been sent to shelters. This Commonwealth, this supposed to be Commonwealth in this country, sent me to prison on false charges. I've gone to jail for distributing literature for preaching the kingdom of God, and I'm probably going to be maybe killed for preaching this wonderful kingdom of the Lord. But that's what I'm doing, and they're saying that I'm evil and that I'm brainwashing people. Yeah, I would like to wash your brains because you've been filled with so much stuff that you don't trust anybody anymore. You don't even trust the Lord. Okay, then what? Read it.
Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock.
Little flock, what?
For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
And keep going.
Sell that ye have and give alms.
Yeah, sell everything and move into the kingdom of God. Sell all your worldly garbage, okay? And come in, and you're retired from the world, but not from the kingdom, because there's a work for the Lord to do. Amen? Is that strange to you? I see furrows on the brows of people. Okay. Just one person, really. Okay, then what?
Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heaven.
Yeah, in other words, provide yourself with something that's never going to fade away. In other words, the bill's going to be paid tomorrow. You're going to be healed tomorrow. You're going to be financially capable. You're going to have everything you need. You're going to have defense. You call on the Lord. God's going to talk to you and warn you if you seek the wisdom of the kingdom, of the king of the kingdom. Then you can relax and have peace in this world. Amen?
Amen.
You people out in the world don't have any peace. You're worried about these little guys that they say are carrying around briefcases with A-bombs in them. There's no such thing going on. Believe me. Believe the Lord. The Lord says there's nothing like that happening. They just want to take your thoughts away from the real problem, that's Satan, who is coming at you from the one world government, the cult in Rome, and the media. They got you on a trip. They want you to fear. But fear not, little flock. Amen?
Amen.
It's the Lord's will. It's his pleasure to give you everything you need. But get into the kingdom so that you can have everything that you need. Amen?
Amen.
So that you don't have to worry about all these buggers in the world. Okay? And it'd be a good testimony so that some of these buggers can get saved. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, you might be a bugger, you know? And the Bible says that no matter how big of a bugger you've been, even if you've blown up 50 different countries with bombs and everything, if you'll humble yourself and, you know, not be seeking the glory of men, but if you'll humble yourself and come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, Lord, I want to be in your kingdom. Even if I had all the money in the world, what would it do me? I can't take one penny of it into the kingdom of heaven. Or I can't take it when I die. It's going to go to somebody else. So let me just have the things of your kingdom, Lord, because I know I won't worry about food or what I'm going to wear, or how I'm going to be healed, because I'm already healed if I'm in your kingdom. And I'm not going to worry about financial difficulties, because everything's paid. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to worry about anything like that. I'm not going to worry about where I'm going when the soul leaves my body. I'm going to be in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you want that? Well, if you do, well, all you have to do is say a prayer to the Lord that you would like to have or be a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Kingdom of God, and that you'd love to have him as your king because you trust him, because he gives you everything. It's his pleasure to give you everything. And I don't want to have to worry about food and clothes and what I'm going to wear and my bills or anything like that anymore. I just want to serve you, Lord. I confess that I've been a bugger. I've been a sinner. And I want my sins forgiven, all of my former sins, and I know I can't sin anymore. I want the power of you in me so that it gives me the power to not sin again. And even if I sin ignorantly, I know that you'll forgive it through your blood that you shed on the cross. If that's what you want, then say this prayer to the Lord. This is called the sinner's prayer. If you confess that you're a sinner and you want to be forgiven for him, he'll do it. He said, all that call upon the Lord shall be saved. And that includes everybody. The Apostle Paul claimed that he was the chief of sinners because he actually had even killed Christians. And he'll save you because you couldn't do anything worse than that. So say this prayer to the Lord and he'll be your God and you'll be one of his citizens of his kingdom. Say it now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. In other words, Jesus, you raised yourself from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit that was in you, in your human body. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know you've entered me. I know you've cleansed me now. And I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just thank the Lord. You could even raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right, now Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of program number 213. Ask for a CD or a audio tape. It's free of charge. Postage and handling is all paid for as well. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, be sure to tune in tomorrow because the Lord has something for you every day. And we live one day at a time. Don't think about serving the Lord for years or because you don't know that you're going to not go out to meet the Lord tonight, for that matter. And so just the Lord tells us, take it one day at a time. And that way you'll enjoy yourself completely in the kingdom. And listen to the messages because each one of these messages has the power of God in you to sustain for another day. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.